obviously pleased to be here today, not just at Oldenburg Lakeshore, which I've been at before and talked to employees about the importance of passing this mining legislation, but overall, this is a great day for people in Wisconsin, not only for those men and women who are unemployed or underemployed who have the skill sets needed to help both with the construction, the preparation, the ongoing operation of a mine in northwestern Wisconsin, but really the overall economic impact it has. I mean, you've got Iron County, and it's got the second highest unemployment in the state. That's why you saw so many officials from Iron County at the county and municipal level here, because they understand it's not just the mine, it's all the related jobs, it's the impact it says. And even before a mine gets up and going, it's going to have an impact, I believe, in terms of other businesses starting to look closely at what's going to happen in the future there and say they want to make an investment in Iron and Ashland and all throughout that region. So we're talking about 3,000 jobs, North Star Economics estimates, related to the construction statewide, about 2,800 jobs permanently. It's about $1.5 billion impact in Wisconsin's economy. It has a tremendous, tremendous impact. This is a good day for the people of Wisconsin. So you had the first question.
Governor, are you confident that this law will survive any legal challenges in state court from conservation groups or in federal court from the Bad River Tribe?
I am, and there's no doubt, no matter which bill, whether it was the bill that Senator Cullen and Senator Schultz and Senator Jauch talked about last session, or this bill, there were some entities that were going to go to court over anything. So it's not just whether it was one piece of legislation or another. There are some people in the state, and I respect that, just don't want any mines under any circumstances. What we did is put in place a process to streamline the overall process so that we can have safe and environmentally sound mining in the state of Wisconsin. I think not only the courts will uphold it, but ultimately the way it's set up, it allows the state DNR to work with the U.S. government in terms of the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers. It allows us to do so on a timely basis where we can protect both our environmental and our economic interests without one offsetting the other.
What do you see as the timeline for this project? When would you like to get this, finally?
Well, you're probably going to have within the first year or so is the time it takes to go through the details of the permitting process, but you're going to see already some work starting just in terms of the tests that need to be done to fulfill that permitting process, and I think you'll start to see some of the preparation. One of the key elements, though, about why the changes were needed is you've got a company like this that's willing to invest $1.5 billion in the economy. They want to know that if they follow the rules, if they meet all the hurdles, if they follow the guidelines, that the rules aren't going to change on them. And so they'll start investing money sooner than just the time when everything's up and ready to go. They'll start making incremental investments. They won't wait till all in the end. And that's why it's so critically important to have this streamlined process. Still want clean air, clean land, clean water. Vitally important to tourism, vitally important to agriculture and timber. A number of our key industries in the state, but it can be done in a way that it still allows us to go forward with a mine.
Can you explain why you chose this location? Why not go to Iron or Ashland County today?
In this case, it was literally physically indoors, a place that does mining. If we had a physical site on the mining site, that would be one thing. But this, for us, was one of the closest areas we got. Plus, the author of the bill, Senator Tiffany's from Rhinelander, just like the one of the assembly authors is from southeastern Wisconsin, one of the other places we're going to go to. Both cases, they're companies that do mining equipment company or mining equipment-related companies. And so it's just another reminder that the jobs that come from this won't just be at the mine. And they'll also be at companies that do work related to mining related products, be it extraction equipment or other equipment out there. So Oldenburg, Joy Global, Caterpillar, Monarch Corporation, plus a whole lot of other companies in everywhere from Green Bay to Prairie du Chien to Eau Claire to other places across the state. Wausau are all areas that will benefit from this mine as well.
Governor Walker, Democrats say that the environmental protections are eased too much. Republicans say, no, this actually will help them. Who's the average voter to believe? Why should we believe one side or the other?
Well, let's look at the facts. I mean, a lot of scare tactics is what we hear out of Washington. The fact of the matter is you still have some of the strongest environmental standards in the country, in the world, will be in place for the permitting of this mine. And in this type of mining, the important thing to remember is this has not opened the door towards any mining in the state of Wisconsin. The type of mining you're talking about here, it's why when I held up that gift that came from the people in Iron County and I showed the magnets, what they're doing here is not like you do in some other forms of some other forms of mining where they use chemicals to flush out the deposits they're looking for. In the case of the iron deposits here, they're usually using magnets to pull that out as they break up the ground and bring it through. It's one of the most environmentally sound. It's been successful for decades in places like Minnesota and Michigan. We just have a tremendously large deposit in northwestern Wisconsin. And if you people look at the facts, not at the scare tactics, not at the words they hear out of Madison, but look at the facts here in Wisconsin, they'll see that, one, It's a very environmentally sound form of mining. And two, if they'll look at the Flambeau mine, or they'll look at even one of our most attractive sites in terms of people who like to scuba dive and practice scuba diving, is a former mining site here in Wisconsin that's used as a diving location now. In each of those cases, if the rules are followed and things are upheld, and it'll only get better in the future, you not only can have an economically successful mining site, eventually you'll have that land reclaimed, and we can do that successfully as well.
Some polls show that this mine, the mining bill is not popular, and I talked to Janet Bewley, and she says she's getting 20-1 opposed to this mining bill from her constituents. What do you say to that?
I say that's because all they're hearing is the scare tactics. I think when they see people actually getting the work, when they see the detail that the Department of Natural Resources will go through as part of this process to make sure that environmental standards are strong in the state of Wisconsin, that it's safe and environmentally sound, I think people realize over time that this was a great effort moving forward, that we did it in a way that's environmentally sound, we did it in a way that protected our children and future generations, we did it while protecting tourism and agriculture and timber industry in the state, but we also did so in a way that helped create thousands of generational good-paying family-supporting jobs.
All right, thanks guys. Thank you.
See you on the road.